we are up to Simin Tov Samach, the halachis of Matzis Mitzvah. So the Mechaber begins, in Loshin Matzis Mitzvah v'loi ofin osa al yedei ein Yehudi v'loi yedei cheresh sholta v'katan. Matzis Mitzvah, the matzis that are going to be used for the Seder, the halacha is that one is not allowed to have them baked by way of a non-Jew, by way of someone who is deaf, and the Mishnah Berurah defines deaf as he is deaf and dumb, as well as a shota, as well as a katan. Now the reason for all of this is because the halacha is that we have a mitzvah d'oraisa v'shmartim es hamatzos. The matzos must be made in a way that the one who is making them is being shomer them from chametz l'shem matzos mitzvah. The halacha of matzos having to be made l'shma, l'shem matzos mitzvah, although everyone agrees on it, there's a machlokus of whether that's a d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. In the Bi'ur Halachi, he is marach, he brings down the various dais, including the question of what the Rambam holds. His maskan is that l'fi rov poskim, the halacha of l'shma in matzah is a d'oraisa. So much so that in the Bi'ur Halachi, he even mentions that the fact that a child is already bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah would not be enough, because the definition of a katan midoraisa is a matter of physical maturity. It is only that Chazal said that there's a chazaka, that when a child reaches bar bas mitzvah, at that age they are physically mature, meaning when they reach the age of 13 and 12. However, we only rely on that for derabbanans. For doraisa, you have to know that the child is physically mature in order to allow him to make the matzahs. Now the Mechaber says in Lashon one cannot knead the matzah. So the truth of the matter is that the halacha of lishma in matzah, there are different of shimur lishma l'shem matzah. There are different days in the Rishonim when that is from, and whether that begins already mishas k'tzira at the time that you harvest it. Or it's only from the time of the lisha when you start kneading the dough, when you actually pour water into the flour. Now, we are machmir, even b'shas k'tzira, from the harvesting of the matzah. And as a result of it, the matzah should be cut l'shem matzah's mitzvah. When the Mechaber says in Loshin, therefore, that is the lisha that cannot be done either cheresh sholta v'katan, that is because he's going, even according to the shittas that hold that you're allowed to take just kema, any flour, kemach ben hashuk, and as long as you need it l'shem matzis mitzvah, so he's saying even according to that daya, at least in Loshin matzis mitzvah v'lo ofen osayidei in Yehuda l'yei cheresh sholta v'katan. But certainly, according to the other shittas, the same thing would apply for the harvesting, for the ktsira, as well as the tchina. Now, the Bi'ur Halacha goes into the dais, he brings the taz, that it's only with regard to lisha and afia that a gadol, Yisrael gadol, actually has to do them, l'shem matzis mitzvah. But he wants to say that in everything else, with regard to tchina, for example, for the actual grinding of it, you don't have a Yisrael, you don't have the need for a Yisrael to actually do the Tchina, Yisrael Gadol. What's important is that the Yisrael is watching it and seeing that it is not Chametz. That means that the mitzvah of Shmira, the din of Shmira in Matzah, is Ushmartem is HaMatzah, to prevent it from becoming Chametz. In the actual Lisha, where you're putting the water into it, and everything up until the point of and including the baking, since you're dealing with flour and water, the asiya, actually everything that you do has to be done by way of someone who has a machshava of lishma. Whereas when you're dealing with the ktsira and the tchina, it's enough if a Yisrael watches to make sure that no water gets in there. A Yisrael standing by. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings that he brings from the Gra and others, that l'chatchila, a Yisrael should actually do the maisa tchina. It's interesting, though, he says, it should be done either Yisrael berechayim shel yad, v'hu hadin berechayim shel mayim. That you're also allowed to use a water mill, which means that a Jew doesn't actually have to do the action of the grinding as long as he is putting the grain into the mill and having it ground there, and he puts it in l'shem matzis mitzvah. Therefore, generally over the generations, even though people make shui, people were eating at matzahs avodas yad, but the avodas yad meant that they weren't using a machine-made matzah, they were using a hand matzah, meaning that from the leash of Eilach, it was done by hand. But in terms of the actual grinding, that was done originally by water or by animal, and Yisrael would stand there and make sure that no water gets into it. There are those that are machmir, although the Bir Halacha doesn't mention it, that one should dafka use a rechayim shel yad, one should dafka use a handmill and have a Yisrael grinding it l'shem matzah mitzvah. This seems to be a very big chumrah. It is more popular today than it has been for many years before. Now, this is all talking about the matzahs mitzvah, the matzahs that are used for the Seder. The Mishnah Berurah does bring down that there are those who hold that really you're supposed to have these kinds of matzahs mitzvah for all of Pesach, meaning matzahs that were made l'shma, matzah shmura, for all of Pesach. He brings down the Gra who held that way. Lamaisa, the Grush Shita is that even though there's only a Chiyuv Daraisa to eat matzah at the Seder, there's a Kiyum of the mitzvah of matzah anytime you eat matzah during Pesach. And the same way that at the Seder it has to be matzah shmura, so too the whole of Pesach in order to be Mekayim that mitzvah. Lechatchila, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should have matzah shmura for the entire Pesach, but that's only a Lechatchila. With regard to the definition of doing it l'shma, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the question of whether or not one needs to be motzi et bepeh. You actually have to say it, or machshava is enough. And he comes out that really one does have to say it. One actually has to say lechatchila l'shem matzis mitzvah, and it's not enough just to think about it. Now he also brings dais that although the ktsira has to be done l'shma, and the tchina has to be done l'shma, once you have matzahs that were once you have flour that was prepared l'shem matzahs mitzvah, then it's stoma that it is omid to be made for matzah, and therefore you would not need a l'shma. However, l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that l'chadchila you should really say l'shem matzahs mitzvah no matter what, meaning in every step along the way, all the way to the baking. Therefore, he says that it's important that someone who has his matzahs baking, watching them bake it in the bakery, should be mezariz all the people to say l'shem matzahs mitzvah, to make sure that everybody's kavana is dafka going to be, that everyone's kavana is dafka going to be l'shem matzahs mitzvah, and they actually say it. One other thing, and that is with regard to nikur, to making the holes, what's called radling. The Mishnah Berurah brings a daya that you're allowed to have a katan doing the radling. In fact, some say that it's a better thing to do. This way you have more manpower there, so there's less chance of the matzah becoming chametz. However, he says that l'chatchilo one should be machmir, even for the nikur, and dafka use a gadol and not a katan.